Going to bring in now in our New Hampshire State Police segment. We're going to continue this in the next half hour. Brought to you by Auto Fair and the State Police. Captain Chris Vetter, commander of the New Hampshire State Police, the Office of Highway Safety. And this month is Distracted Driving Awareness Month. Captain, thanks for being in our studios.
Good morning, Jack. It's good to be here.
Distracted driving, I see it almost every day.
So do we. And it's unbelievable, quite honestly. And everybody I talked to, you know, we were just sitting in here having a conversation about the number of people that, are observed driving distracted, whether it's an electronic device, mobile electronic device, other distracting things that distract you from driving. It's every day. There's a lot that we in law enforcement try to do, to combat that. It's a difficult thing to enforce, to be completely honest with you. So we're coming up with new and innovative ways to try to combat it, but it's a difficult thing to enforce a lot of times. We're hoping to educate people and so that people take personal responsibility, because that's really how we're gonna stop it.
Corey Owls, you were blindsided months ago, remember? Person just kind of drove into you while you're driving in the middle of the day.
We were just talking about that. I mean, driving from Concord to Salem every day. I mean, I see people on their phones. They're in my tracks every single day.
Do you have any numbers, Captain?
Well, what I would say is, you know, we know that in years past, up to 15% of all non-fatal crashes are caused by distracted drivers. We also know that is way underreported. So
yeah, I mean, how do you? It's so much you can't.
Right, I can't tell you that I've ever gone to a crash and had somebody say, "Well, I did this because I had my cell phone in my hand." I don't, So
yeah,
it's a difficult thing a lot of times to truly gauge. We know it's underreported. We were averaging about 6 crashes a year for the last 4 or 5 years that ended in fatalities that were caused by distracted driving, and I suspect that that's underreported as well. So
and you know, the scary thing is just how quick a bad accident can happen. How a couple seconds can ruin your day or life or someone else's.
Right. You know, and we're lucky to have Marilyn. That'll be here with us, Marilyn Bachman, in a few minutes, and she can certainly talk about, what distracted driving can do to change your life in literally the blink of an eye.
Well, why don't you introduce her? She's on our GMI studios. Marilyn's with us. Yeah. And Captain, I'll let you have the honor.
Yeah. Marilyn could tell her story, and because she could tell it far more eloquently than I can. I did not know Marilyn until Monday. I knew her story. I know the story of her husband, John. But I was at a press event with her on Monday to talk about distracted driving here in Distracted Driving Awareness Month. And I came away from my interaction with her thinking, this is probably one of the most eloquent and courageous and brave people that I'd ever come in contact with. So I asked her to be here with us today, and she was really gracious enough to accept. So I'm happy that she's here to tell her story, because quite frankly, we could talk about stats and we could talk about all that stuff, and ultimately that those are the things that happen to other people. But Marilyn's going to tell you the story about what happened to her, and it's pretty riveting.
Well, we're going
to
continue into this next segment. I'll just say good morning, Marilyn, and hopefully you can hold for a moment. But can you hold for a moment? And we're going to come back, as we're on a number of stations, and tell your story and the message you want other people to hear.
Certainly can hold.
You sure?
Yes.
All right, because I don't want to upset the captain, because he has a gun and a taser. Marilyn, we'll be back with your story and someone you love very, very much whose life was taken away by a distracted driver. We just introduced, we're going to bring her back on now, GMI Studios, Marilyn Bachman. Marilyn is joining us, and her story, I think you're going to remember as the day goes on today, and hopefully you will. Marilyn, thanks for being with us on Good Morning New Hampshire.
Well, thank you, Jack, and thank you, Chris, for giving me this opportunity to put out this my message. It's pretty dire. First of all, people are on their cell phones driving all the time. You see it every day. My message is, do they really understand what they're doing? This decision that they're making by driving, texting, just talking on their phone. It's just things unexpected happen. So it's like you're on your phone or you're texting, somebody's texting you, and you're going along, and you hit an innocent person. And, you know, it could be someone walking their dog or going for a run or something like my husband, John. He was getting the mail from the mailbox right at the end of our driveway. I have to say, was that text more important than the person that you just killed? People need to be aware of the decisions that they're making. They're not good decisions when they're doing this. My husband, John, at the time, was a successful businessman, a retired volunteer fire chief, a popular columnist in the New Hampshire Telegraph, he was an advocate for our small town and businesses. Not only that, but he was, you know, a father, a grandfather, and a life partner. And we never even gave it a thought that going to your mailbox would be so uneventful. But on this particular day, it wasn't. John was, like, at the mailbox, 35 feet from the door, and a distracted driver came by texting. This driver made no attempt to stop, continued on his way, and he left John in this filthy, rotten, dirty snowbank, broken, bleeding, and calling for help.
My goodness.
So, you know, I'll never know exactly how long John was there. I was in the kitchen, and I could hear these calls, and I went out there and found him.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
In this snowbank.
Just before Christmas.
Yeah, it was a Monday, December 23rd, 2013.
2 days before Christmas.
Yeah. John liked to go out to the mailbox, especially this time of year, looking for Christmas cards and who of our friends and family was sending cards. He really enjoyed that.
I'm sorry.
Now, I don't know how long John was in laying in the snow, but I've been told by some medical people when you have some sort of a traumatic injury, they have what they call a golden hour, and it sort of refers to immediate medical attention following a traumatic injury. We didn't have that. John was taken to the emergency center, and the doctors there did whatever they could to stabilize the condition, but the damages were, quite bad. Anyhow, but because of this, their lives, they've just been changed forever. Not only my life, my family's life, my friend's life, but this person.
Yeah.
This person that was texting, his life has been changed forever. His family life has been changed together.
Yeah, there's so many lives from one second.
Say,
yeah.
You know, it's just terrible. My final message is that one text can change everything. And texting while driving kills.
Yeah.
So that's the message I'd like to get out to people. I don't want to tell them what they have to do. I don't want to say, don't do this and don't do that.
Right.
Make your own decision and make it a good decision.
Right. Marilyn, I can only say thank you for sharing this sorry, but hopefully your efforts and your willingness to be strong and tell the story of John and your husband and family what happened will save a life. So thank you so much for sharing this on Good Morning New Hampshire.
Thank you.
Thank you, Marilyn. I'm going to switch to Chris, Commander Vetter of the State Police, because I could just see your face as you listened, and you met her Monday, and you remembered the case. But I know you've seen a lot of this on the road, not just Maryland, but other families change forever from one bad decision driving, right?
Yeah, right. I mean, how do you follow that up? You know, and like I said earlier, I can talk about stats and I can talk about this and that and the dangers and so forth and so on. But when you hear from somebody like Marilyn, who, you know, we're talking about almost 9 years later, you know, obviously her life, her family's life, the young man that was driving the car, his life, everybody's life has changed, certainly not for the better.
Yeah.
So, it, you know, it can happen, and it can happen to anybody, and it can happen to anybody in a moment. So, yeah, she's an amazing individual.
But, Catherine, I like what she said, where she doesn't want to have to tell people what to do or not to do, but she wants you to think for a moment about, and, you know, what I was thinking when she was talking at the end, Captain, was this. We're all guilty, whether we're sitting doing a radio show, going up and down a flight of stairs in your building or home, or, you know, sitting on the sofa watching a Bruins game, checking your phone. Who's texting me? I don't know about you, but 99.9% of these texts usually are meaningless.
Right.
They're usually, they might be work-related. They might be a buddy commenting or forwarded you a funny thing that he heard or she heard. It might be a kid asking you a question. I'm not saying they're not important, but they're not going to change. You know, if you don't respond right away, it's not going to change your life, right? You can wait. So if you're driving a vehicle at 75 or 70 miles per hour that weighs a lot of pounds and you're going that fast and you hit something because you're responding to a text that could be as stupid as a friend saying, do you want to play golf Saturday? Now, that's a nice thing to get on your phone. That's the point of social media. I get it. But do you, if you don't respond right away, does that matter? Does that really matter? No, I'm not going to meet you, Candia Woods. I'm busy. Is it worth that text if you're going to plow into a family of four in a van?
Well, the answer to that's obviously no. And we managed to survive as a society before the invention of the cell phone. You know, so the answer to that is clearly no. It's dangerous, and it's not just cell phones. I mean, you're right. Everybody has a cell phone. I'm looking around here. Everybody has their cell phone within 3 feet of them, including myself. So that's the way of the world today. But you know, driving in and of itself divides your attention. It requires you to do a bunch of things, and anything that takes further away from your attention is dangerous, especially
and
today.
One of your colleagues was in on one of our other segments brought to you by Auto Fair and the State Police, and he or she was explaining that they have a new phenomenon they've studied. It was, Corey, do you remember a few weeks ago the State Police brought in someone from the Federal Department of Transportation? They've done a study that even if you're using your phone properly, like it's on a hand, it's, you're not looking at it, but you have the speaker on and you're in a deep conversation, they have a new condition. You're paying attention to the conversation and you're looking ahead. Your hands might be on the wheel, but you don't see the brake light in front of you because you're emotionally not paying attention.
Right.
Yep. Yep.
Anything, like I said, it's not just looking down at a text. I mean, there's so many things that divide our attention, and driving in and of itself requires you to do a couple of different things at the same time if you're doing it safely. But anything, you know, to take away from that further detracts from your attention to the road and certainly is dangerous.
And you know, you and I share some passions, and one of them is being out on the water. And it's amazing when you're captaining a boat, driving a boat, you tend to pay more attention. I find myself really, because I'm looking at everything that could go wrong. I'm paying attention. I'm looking for stuff in the water. I'm checking my garment. I'm looking for, you know, elevation, you know, issues, other boats. You know, when you're, you know, it's amazing when you're skiing, for example, if you ski a lot and you're going down, you're usually paying attention, but some people aren't. But the point is, but then you get behind a car or the wheel of a vehicle, and many people have been doing it so long, you know, since they were 16 or 17, and they just think it's secondhand, and they don't realize how quickly an accident can happen.
That's exactly what it is you're driving, you know, if from the time you're 16 till, you know, whenever, you're driving every day.
Yeah. Although Corey just got her license.
It becomes comforting. Yeah. You know, you become comfortable doing it, and you think that, well, you know, I know how to do this.
Yeah, I'm really good at it.
Right, you know, and the truth is you're not.
All right. Well, listen, thank you for sharing Marilyn Bachman's story. Her husband, John, struck and killed just going to the mailbox 2 days before Christmas by a distracted driver. And what she said sunk in about it wasn't just her life and John's, but it was the suspect, the person who was driving, the distracted driver, it was his kids, grandkids, and that person's family. So you got about 8 or 10 people in your life, your direct circle, that are, their lives are changed forever from one split second.
Yeah, it's tragic.
All right, Captain Vetter, thanks for sharing this on the human side. The New Hampshire State Police, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.